Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
T-minus 2 hours, 15 minutes until tip-off of the NCAA tournament. First game of the day, 9:15 a.m. And probably a pretty good game. It's a 9-seed Creighton against 8-seed Louisville in Lexington, Kentucky. And it is actually tied for the smallest point spread of the day. Louisville's favored by 2.5 points over Creighton in that game. Do you remember who you picked in your bracket?
I have no idea. I have three brackets. They're all on different platforms. So one's on Yahoo, one's on CBS.
And you can't even do the import bracket because it's on a totally different platform.
Yeah, it's on
thing.
Three. I have three brackets.
How do you do your brackets? Do you generally just pick all the same ones so you kind of know who you're cheering for, or do you like to mix it up?
So I did.
If one of them's bad, maybe the other one will be good.
So I actually did this year. I did because Scraby puts one out that's no money. It's just for fun. So I did one pretty straight up. And then we have a pal that puts one out every year on CBS Sportsline. So I did that one pretty straight up. And then the last one I did, I can't even remember what platform. I have no idea where it is. I'm assuming I'll
ESPN?
Get it. Maybe ESPN. I'll get an email letting me know. I can't remember who set it up. No idea. That one I went a little wonky. I picked some upsets. And I like the little I button next to it. You get the information. You're like, oh, this is a good three-point shooting team. All right, I'll roll with them. You know what I mean? So, one, I got a little wonky. Two, I picked kind of with the grain.
There are strategies. I mean, there's still time to get your brackets in.
Yeah.
If your office pool, if you got one or whatever, and you haven't done it, you know, you kind of got to look at the size of the pool. If it's a smaller pool, that's when you have to kind of go wonky and try to differentiate
yourself.
Whereas if you have the bigger pool, everyone else is going to try to outthink everybody.
Right.
And sometimes going chalky, it actually helps you out.
Oh, absolutely. The worst mistake you can make is pick any 14, 15, or 16 seed. Even if you're right and you pull off the shocker of the world. You know, you had the 16 seed over the one. Those first round wins are worth a point usually.
Right.
And they're not going to make a deep run into the tournament. But if you're wrong on those, and the one seed or the two seed goes on, like most people expect, to the Elite Eight or the Final Four, you've just lost not just the 1 point, but the two in the next round, the four in the next round, the eight in the next round.
Yeah.
You have completely torched your bracket by trying to pick a cool upset in the first round.
Everybody gets so obsessed with picking that 15 over the 2 or the 12 over the 5 in the first round. But if you have your Final Four intact by the Sweet 16, you're probably going to win your bracket.
Yeah, you're probably. Like, you
got to be focusing on the Elite Eight and Final Four and keeping those teams in.
Let's put it this way. I did three brackets. I did them all on Monday morning when I got here at like 3 o'clock in the morning, or Tuesday, and it took me 10 minutes to do all three. So I don't overthink my brackets ever. I never really win the brackets, but I do have fun doing them. It was funny because people on the YouTube feed, and somebody tweeted this morning, Woodsy's in a polo today, and Paulie's got his Callaway golf hat on. Now, we're playing golf after the program today, after the show. And somebody had bid on us for a charity auction. They wanted to play golf with Ben and Woods. We did it for our friend John Ashworth at the GOAT. And it got rained out. Got rained out a few weeks ago, so we had to reschedule it. Well, we put the rescheduling in the hands of one logistical king, Benjamin R. Higgins, a.k.a. Basketball Ben. Basketball Ben picked this date, of all dates, to go play golf. So we're going to miss most of the big day. How do you feel about that?
I'm going to be streaming the games on my phone. In the
during
course.
the
Yeah, during golf.
Okay.
It wasn't my best logistical.
My shock was, I still, to this moment, don't believe I was ever told about the makeup day. And Woods goes, I remember him telling me. It was on my calendar. I'm like, bro, I don't drop very many balls. And this was not on any my radar whatsoever.
I feel bad because you both seemed caught off guard.
Well, I had to cancel my trainer. So it's not the worst thing.
I had to cancel therapy.
Probably had to cancel
And it was
therapy.
Within 24 hours. So I'm out $150.
So we're raising like a few thousand dollars for a good cause. So.
If anything happens to Paulie, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Because he missed therapy. Correct. If anything happens to him, this is on you. It's the burden you're going to have to
Well, why don't we just do it on the air for Paulie?
Therapy?
Today. Yeah,
all right.
Therapy
live.
Schedule it for later in the show today, and we'll do Paulie's therapy on the air so he doesn't miss it for our charity golf later.
Who will
today.
Be the therapist?
Let me tell you about the time my dad.
Who's the therapist, me or you, or both?
I think we could kind of be co-therapists.
Tag teaming?
Yeah.
All right, we'll tag team you.
You
later.
Have more experience than I do with therapy.
I do, but you're more calm.
That's true.
More level-headed.
I have the demeanor of a therapist.
That's true. I do not have the demeanor.
Ben would be the worst therapist.
Yeah, you know why?
In the history of humankind.
Because he'd be like, yep, sure. Okay, sure. Right. On his
phone? Are you sure?
He's on his phone?
I can definitely sit here and just kind of go, interesting.
No, I think you'd be so logical that it would be offensive.
Yeah.
You'd be like, who cares if your dad told you that when you were a kid?
Get over it.
There's plenty of other people out there.
Why do you feel that I would be a bad therapist, Paul?
I just told you why. Why weren't you listening?
Too logical.
Because you're the worst therapist.
Yes. You have to be a good listener to be an active listener. You'd fall asleep also in many sessions.
It's kind of quiet.
It's very quiet.
Someone else is lying down. I feel like I'd want to
probably
be able to lie down.
You don't actually lie down.
You don't?
No.
You don't lie down on the couch?
No, only in the movies.
Oh.
Nobody lies down.
Has anyone ever lied?
I've been to 1,000 there, but it was never once.
Is there at least a comfortable chair, or are you like in a wooden...
I'm like on a couch.
You're on a couch. I'm on a couch.
You are on a couch.
Yeah.
But you don't lie down on
No,
the couch.
You don't lie down. I would fall dead asleep.
I definitely would.
Yeah, so we'll be playing some golf today, which I'm excited about. It's been a while. It's going to be terrible. I feel bad
it's
for the guys.
Goat, that, you know, on a Thursday, should be a pretty quick round, I would think. It gets us back.
He says
most
this
of,
every time we play
most of the games,
and it's a 5-hour round. All right, here's the thing. I was thinking.
So there's no
it's
game,
March Madness.
There's no game schedule. There's only like one or two games in the 1 o'clock window anyway, and then they don't start again until 4. So there's really only two games on while we're playing
March Madness. You would think, oh man, it's going to keep a lot of guys away from the course. But then there are guys that are like, I don't really care about March Madness, and there's not going to be a lot of people, so I'm going to go play golf. I feel like it's going to be packed. Do you?
I don't. I really don't.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take the word for it.
I think we'll be okay today.
Okay.
First game's at 9:15 this morning. And then, the upset possibilities today, if you're looking, they are fun. I mean, again, it may not be the best strategy for your bracket, but that's what makes the tournament so compelling are these early round upsets. High Point has been a team that a lot of people have been talked about as
just
a 13 seed taking on Purdue. That's the second game this morning at 9:40. McNeese taking on Clemson.
McNeese
taking on Clemson at 12:15, a 12-5 matchup. VCU is an 11 seed that some people think could make a run in the tournament. They take on BYU. That's another 2.5-point spread. And then the other closest spread of the day, 12th seed UC San Diego, just a 2.5-point underdogs Ooh. Against 5th seeded Michigan.
Here we go.
That's the second to last tip off tonight at 7 o'clock at Ball Arena in Denver as the UCSD Tritons make their NCAA tournament debut tonight.
What time again?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
long after we're back from golf.
Oh, yeah.
So
maybe.
I won't be missing that one for sure. You've also got Utah State against UCLA. That's a 10-7 matchup this evening. Drake is a team that I think won like 30 games this year and, you know, mostly Division II transfers, kind of like the UCSD Tritons. They're taking on Missouri in an 11-6 matchup this afternoon at 4:35. Yale at number 13. Remember, they pulled off an upset last year, then lost to San Diego State in the second round. They're playing Texas A&M. So those are your, some of your first day matchups in the NCAA tournament. But yeah, I'll be pulling for the Tritons tonight. The Aztecs are out, so I'm all in now for UCSD the rest of the way. And at least you know, the odds makers are giving them more of a chance than they even gave San Diego State against North Carolina. That was an 11-11 game. And San Diego State was a bigger underdog than 12th-seeded UCSD is against 5th-seeded Michigan.
They knew something, man. They really knew something about that Aztecs game. It panicked us the way that line shot up the entire day. It is nice when you're me and you have attended several colleges. You always have a team in the tournament. And the Texas Tech Red Raiders, Ben, number 3 seed, taking on number 14, Wilmington. I do have a rooting favorite in that. Our buddy Darren Smith went to St. John's. He's a Johnny. They're playing a big good game tonight. They're a good team. But yeah, man, a whole slate of action for
it's
you.
It's just, it's my favorite weekend of the year.
It's great.
Because, yeah, the 16 today, the 16 games tomorrow, and then you got 8 more Saturday, 8 more
so
Sunday.
Good.
But it's the drama. It is the chaos, the madness, or whatever. You know, it,
hence the term, Arch Madness.
Where did they come up with
Where did they come up with that?
It's just like, a 15 could beat a 2. A 14 probably will beat a 3. A 12 will beat a 5.
Yep.
But like, if those teams played each other 100 times, the favorite they're so much better.
Yeah, they'll win 98
times. And they would
win
like 98,
yeah.
But for whatever reason, that one game in the tournament, it's just chaos.
Well, I think you hit on it. It's the volume. Because you have so many games, 32 games.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 28 favorites may end up winning, but we'll remember the 4 that didn't. And so it's the volume that turns just almost, you know, unexpected upsets into mandatory. They are definitely going to happen just because you're playing so many games. And it turns around really quickly because by next week, Thursday, you know, they'll have 4 games, and Friday they'll have 4 games, and then Saturday there's 2, and Sunday there's 2. There's nothing like the first 4 days. It's only this weekend that I think is really the compelling feast of basketball. You don't really get any feasts of sports like this.
Yeah, what did we call it last year? The sporgy. It's like a sports orgy. I mean, it is truly insane when you get. And then when does it wrap up?
The whole tourney.
The whole tourney.
So next week and then 2 more weeks.
You got, you got baseball, Saturday, you got the tourney. It's
this is my favorite time, not just this weekend.
This
but
is
like
where
these,
it gets nasty.
This week to 2 week span of the calendar. I know everybody loves October because you got football and playoff baseball, but I love the start of the baseball season, and then you have
well, baseball season's moved up so much. I remember many days where the Padres opener was on the same day as the championship Monday. Now the Padres opener is the same day as the Sweet 16 Thursday next week. It's moved up 4 rounds, the baseball opening day, earlier into the tournament than it used to be.
Betting on betting on March Madness is one of the more excruciating things you can do. I kind of go easy. I don't go nuts on this. Might do a parlay. That's about it.
You already have your bracket.
That's got my bracket. That's kind of a bet.
You bet on spring training baseball. You got you're good.
I think I was 3-1 betting in spring training baseball. Thank you very much. It's a good percentage. What are you looking at over there?
Don't Do This is coming up next. That's what I'm looking at.
I got a great do this. How about the great Jeff Passan just absolutely dropping the hammer yesterday?
I was wondering if you were going to talk about
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, I'll talk about
yesterday.
It.
All yeah, right, we Jeff can throw Passan. That.
Well, I wanted to see what happened. I wanted to see what happened with the, you know, the entire Jackie Robinson
thing. I spent most of yesterday still trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, Jeff Passan really, I think he really did a nice service for the country yesterday. I really do.
All right, we will get to Don't Do This coming up next after a check of traffic. Don't go away. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, let me tell you about SDFatLoss.com. As the summer approaches, the weather gets nicer, and you can see it outside this week. It's going to be in the 80s. Next week, I saw some nice weather forecasts in San Diego. the first thing you can do for yourself is drop a few pounds, shed some weight before the summer, before shorts and bathing suit season arrives. You can lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight by following the simple proprietary strategies they've developed at SDFatLoss.com. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to set up a free consultation. They'll explain the program to you. And if you start, you'll get a counselor, you'll get an app, you'll get everything you need for success to lose weight fast. They will coach you. They will support you. If it's not working, they will figure out why, and they will get you on track. And by the way, you know, in that 2 months when I lost my weight, I lost 40 pounds in 60 days, had a couple of cheats, you know, did not succeed every single day. Yet in the end, I got to where I wanted to be, and that was a healthier me. I feel so much better, you know, less back pain. I'm sleeping better, more energy. So many great benefits, health benefits from losing the weight, and this is a great way to do it with real food. No shakes or bars or mixes, no injections, no exercise necessary. Just sign up today and take advantage of their spring special by getting $200 off. Again, get your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will. Don't leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die. Do set up a trust or will online at trustandwill.com. It's a lot more affordable than you think. This is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. All right, this is a pretty horrifying story that I read yesterday. It has from the world of college baseball up in the Los Angeles, Simi Valley area, where a 21-year-old college baseball player for the Masters College was in a bar in Santa Clarita, a dive bar called Doc's Inn.
Okay.
And one of the regulars at the bar, an 84-year-old man, got into some sort of verbal agreement. They have some video... Verbal confrontation. They have video footage of what was going on at the bar. And
so they're sitting there, they're having some beers.
Yeah,
they
get into an argument about something. Someone gets into an argument with this 84-year-old guy, and then another man steps in. Then the video cuts to a third man, allegedly the college baseball player Owen Hayes from the Masters College. And Owen Hayes just decks him. Just the 21-year-old just decks this 84-year-old, knocking him, rushing him from behind and knocking him to the floor, knocking him unconscious. He had, of course, to be sent to the hospital. Fortunately, he wasn't seriously injured, but the employee says, yeah, the victim was a regular at the bar. The incident was an unprovoked assault. Cops were able to identify Hayes, who surrendered to authorities on Monday at the sheriff's station in Santa Clarita. He's booked on a charge of felony assault, held on $50,000 bail. The university has not commented on the situation. But he's on video.
Punching this guy.
Yeah, just kind of cold cocking him from behind.
I don't know, man. I think there's
wasn't the guy that was even arguing with him in the, at the start. Maybe it was his friend
maybe
or something.
His buddy.
I have no idea, but...
I mean, is it fair play? Like...
No.
No.
What do you mean, fair play?
Like, you know, guy runs his mouth and calls you a name or something.
If you're 84, you get to do that.
Do you?
At that point.
So you get, so when you turn 84, you have free will to do and say whatever you want.
I mean, you can't commit crimes, but
right, you can. I'm old. I didn't know what I was doing.
You absolutely have some latitude to all of a sudden no longer be a, you don't have to operate by the same rules of the niceties that the rest of us have to operate by.
I guess that's fair. I
mean, plus, if you're a regular at a bar, you're always going to get the benefit of the doubt from the staff over some college kid who's just...
Yeah, some 21-year-old
You don't know that. The college kid, he never had a chance. If that guy's a regular in there, bars take care of their regulars. Patrons, staff, and if you're an 84-year-old regular... Like, I mean, your guy from Joshua Tree. I'm sure they take good care of him.
I think they do. I hope he's still around.
He's more like 184.
He's 184 years old. He was in the Civil War. I told you, he dated Susan B. Anthony. They were a hot ticket item back in the day. Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess it's not even one of those situations where you say, well, what did he say? What did he do? Yeah, I guess you can't punch an 84-year-old in the face. Would you let an 84-year-old punch you in the face?
Let him know.
Yeah.
I'd try to dodge. I mean,
now, if he hits you, would you strike him back?
I don't think so.
What's your cutoff, age-wise, for where you would strike someone back?
Maybe 70.
You'd punch a 70-year-old.
No, I said that's the cutoff. The 69-year-old, I might. There's some healthy older gentlemen.
100%. All right. Let's just go right to doo-doo this. I thought this was fascinating.
D-D mega doo-doo.
Jeff Bassan, friend of the program, saw this the other day, and I honestly, when I saw it, I couldn't believe it. It popped up, and look, I know things are a little divisive these days in this country, and always. I mean, it's really never changed, but I saw this, and I was kind of taken aback when I saw Jeff Bassan tweeted a couple days ago. This used to be the URL for a story on the Department of Defense website about Jackie Robinson's time in the Army. The story has been removed. The ghouls who did this should be ashamed. Jackie Robinson was the embodiment of an American hero. Fix this now. And it went on and on. And he made, I would say, a fairly big, I don't want to use the word stink about it, but he made like a big deal out of it. He said, he's also a reporter. So when he saw that, he went and started firing off emails and making phone calls. I said, when asked about the reason for the removal of the story on the website on Jackie Robinson's military service, Pentagon Press Secretary John Olyat said the following in a statement to ESPN. As Secretary Hegseth has said, DEI is dead, and the Defense Department discriminatory equity ideology is a form of woke cultural Marxism that has no place in our military. Basically trying to take that, I read that as, hey, you know, we appreciate his service. It doesn't matter that he was a black man fighting for our country who also happened to break the color barrier in baseball. They completely whitewashed that story from the website, which I thought at least we could all, everyone here could agree. Jackie Robinson, yes, good guy. Good for baseball, served his country as well. Jeff, actually,
I guess I don't understand like the root of all of this. Like, you can't just erase something. It happened.
It happened.
It was a thing.
Yeah, and so he actually wrote a really long piece on it that's good. But the story, the good news is, the doo-doo this, is that the story on Jackie Robinson has been restored to its original URL. No longer does it redirect to the one with the letters DEI in it. It is such a part of our history. Jackie Robinson is such a hero, man. Such a hero for so many reasons. And I thought, good on Jeff Passan, man. He was the first I saw that brought it to light. And he just went in and dropped hammer on him, and he got it put back on. I thought it was great.
I'm going to try not to get us in trouble. We stay away from generally the hot button political issues. Just doesn't seem to serve anybody well. We're trying to be inclusive with everybody. But let me ask the question. Whatever happened to like nuance in public discourse?
Well, it's gone.
It's just gone.
Yeah, there's
Make me a horrible person if I say someone who's not qualified for a job should never be hired for that job based on the color of their skin. You shouldn't get the job,
right,
if you're not qualified to do it. In that sense, you know, I agree politically with one side. But I also understand that diversity is not just like a good thing, but it's essential. That if your company only has like one viewpoint and you only hire like a certain type of person, whatever the color of their skin, or you only hire men, or you only hire women, or you only hire young people or old people, you are missing out on the beauty of life. Diversity is hugely important.
I mean, and again, talking about
this backlash against diversity to me is insane.
You're talking
who just like rail against DEI, thinking, yeah, we should never talk about diversity at all. You're missing the boat hugely on what makes life great and important, and like celebrating our differences.
Sure.
It's an amazing thing. Now, you know, yeah, should you hire someone simply because, hey,
you have to
fill a quota, and this person just gets the job over you, even though you've worked 20 years and you absolutely deserve the promotion? No, of course not. I don't think that. So, is there not a middle ground anymore for any of these discussions at all?
There is no middle ground anymore. But there's always things I look at and go, I thought even with all of our differences, we could agree that this was a good thing. This. Can't we all agree on this?
I'd like to think so. Yes.
I'd like to think so too. And I feel.
And I saw someone say, I was just an AI program that was trying to wipe out.
Yeah.
Like, whatever they call DEI, took that off, and they go, of course, if someone was looking at it, they wouldn't have taken that off. But
they did.
Big old broad brush that we're painting with, because there's no more, like, nuance and actually looking at things for what they really, really are.
Well, I want to commend Jeff Passan for the work that he did getting that done, you know, and really staying on those guys to make sure that, hey, let's say it was an oversight. Let's say it was an error. Fix it. And they did. And so good on Jeff Passan.
Absolutely good on Jeff Passan. Because, you know what? Jeff Passan risks something.
100%.
He risks some of his audience getting mad at him for doing that. And he took a stand anyway. And I respect the heck out of Jeff Passan
Me
for
too.
Doing that.
Me too. Very
and that's,
much.
That's Don't and Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I know we've all been waiting for this moment. I have. When we come back, Polly will reveal the results of our final four voting for the 6th annual Ben and Woods Tournament of Drops, and we will set the matchup for the championship. The last two drops left in the field. It's been less than a week, and here we are, ready to go for the championship already.
Moves a lot faster than the real tournament.
It does.
Yeah,
it does. That hasn't even started yet.
I know.
That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, if you're a homeowner, listen up, my friends. What could you do with an extra $75,000 in your pocket right now, or even an extra couple hundred thousand? Look, a lot of people have gotten a little bit underwater. I could totally relate. I've been there before. Loan Pronto, the leader in quickly converting your home's equity into cold, hard cash. That's your equity. You've earned it. Use it. You can pay off all your credit cards, pay off your cars, start the home remodel project, improve your home. Loan Pronto has several easy options to let you access the cash from your home. There's virtually no paperwork, no cumbersome process, no junk fees, and often no appraisal. Average homeowner right now has over $300,000 in equity. That is your money. Get it out and use it at will. Whatever you need it for, you can use it. You can get approved in as little as a day. Act now with no hard credit pull up front. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Get the money you need for anything. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender. NMLS 166-1781. Subject to lender approval. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Trying to get my final brackets done. Get into Scraby's bracket, but it's not letting me in.
Even I figured out.
I know, you're in. I see Woodsy. There you are. There's your bracket. But I keep hitting join group, and it just keeps kicking me back out for some reason.
You're very unliked at this radio station. Maybe it was on purpose.
That's possible. Yeah. Maybe there was like an exclusion. I've been locked out of the group.
Imagine blocking Ben from your bracket.
You wouldn't want to. I never do well in brackets.
I don't either. I never have.
Basketball Ben would be great at college basketball brackets. I watch more college basketball than probably
anybody on this station.
Most of the people on this station.
Yeah.
And I never do well in the brackets.
Never have.
I can't remember the last time I even came down to like the last weekend and still felt like I was alive in any of my brackets.
I think Bo did better than I did last year. I forgot to get him to do one this year because we have bigger fish to fry. But I never do well either. It's luck, man. It's not skill. It's luck.
But you like to gamble. I mean, essentially, it's picking games.
Yeah, but
is that luck or skill?
Well, this tournament is different than, you know, Tyler Glasnow facing, you know, the third, fourth starter for the Rockies in Dodger Stadium. Like that one, you feel, all right, I kind of have a handle on this, at least through the first five. Now, does it always go your way? No, but I did really well on baseball last year. But, you know, this one, literally anything can happen in this stupid thing. It's crazy. That's why the playoffs in baseball are really hard to handicap. They really, really are. You'll have Tarek Skubal go out. You'll have a lead with the Guardians, and Emmanuel Clase comes in, and he blows it three straight days. And you're like, what? I had these games in the bag. It's so random. And that's what this is. It's just really, really random.
And there's certainly like strategies. Hey, I'm going to go with favorites. I'm going to go with blue bloods. I'm going to go with experienced teams. I'm going to go with teams that don't have to travel very far.
Right, right, right. You really overthink
it. Theories, but none of them ever hold up like from year to year to year. Because every year it seems different. One year, tons of upsets. One year, really chalky. It can just change from year to year. There's no commonality other than don't pick 16, 15, 14 seeds to go deep into the tournament.
Forever, it was always like you never go all four number one seeds to the final four.
Right.
It never happened.
It never happened.
But then it did.
And then it did. And that was the year I was in high school, and a bunch of my friends, we all put together a little bracket challenge, and my mom, she goes, hey, I'd like to fill one out. I'm like, go for it. Here you go.
$10.
Just, you know, picking mascots or whatever. If she heard of a team, she was picking them. But she ended up with all four teams in the number one seeds in the final four. Guess what happened that year?
Yeah, they all
she
won.
Smoked everybody in the bracket challenge because she had all four number one seeds.
Now, the women's bracket, and there's a lot more, obviously, attention has been paid recently. Women's basketball has become more popular. That is clear. Did you know that in the history of the women's NCAA tournament, since they expanded to, you know, the full 64, 68, whatever they are now, only one upset has ever taken place of a 14, 15, or a 16?
Wow.
Three, like 368 and one are the 1, 2, and three seeds in that tournament.
So bet the favorites.
Oh,
in women's
absolutely.
Bath. All right. Thanks for the tip.
I think it was 1998. Harvard 16 seed beat Stanford.
Wow.
One of the unbelievable upsets in sports history. Every other top three seed has never lost in the history of that women's tournament.
That's amazing.
Doesn't bode great for San Diego State. They're the 14 seed, I believe, against LSU, the 3 seed, on Saturday in the first round, and they are underdogs by like 22 or some sort of large amount because, you know, bettors know the top 3 seeds never lose.
So in the women's tournament, the first four, the two first four games were last night, and then there's two more today.
Correct. UCSD, the women lost in their first four, 16 versus 6-3 last night at Pauley Pavilion in Los Angeles.
Guess who's in it? The women's, the other play-ins. High Point. What a monster year for High
UCSD
Point.
UCSD and High Point. Yeah. Big years for both of those schools.
Yeah, men's and women's tournaments.
Yeah, the first four did not treat our local teams well with the Aztecs and Tritons. Men and women both falling in their first four games. So UCSD women are out.
My God.
UCSD men today. SDSU women on Saturday.
Adio says South Carolina women are favored by 42.5 against a team that went 26-5. 42.5.
There's a bigger gap between
the
top of women's college basketball and the rest of college basketball. Holy, there's a big gap in men's,
smokes.
But it's not as large.
42.5 points in a tournament game. Oh my God. All right, I gotta look at that one. Hey, we're gonna start this game. We're up 42.5 to nothing. Can we hold them off?
Yeah.
Holy crap, dude. Who is it? I got to find out. I got to take the points. I got to get in on this. This is insane. This feels like a lock.
No, it's not. I promise you. It's not.
You win by 60.
There will be 50-point games in the tournament on the women's side.
Jeez.
No doubt about it.
All right. Interesting.
All right, Pauly, it is time to get to the results. Let's get some music in.
Tennessee Tech. 26-5. They're a 16 seed. That is crazy.
All right, I'm gonna bet the South Carolina to cover 42.5.
Oh, now you're going the other way.
I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna sweat that out.
It's tomorrow.
All right, I'll bet it tomorrow.
You figure if they just win every quarter by 11,
yeah,
you're good.
Yeah, piece of cake.
It's not that hard.
No,
you win by 11 in a quarter.
That was amazing.
All right, Pauly, let's get to the music. It is time to reveal the final two drops left in our 6th annual Ben and Woods Tournament of Drops.
So nervous.
All right, let's go back to the brackets.
Yeah, voting has closed.
Got my hard copy right here.
My heart is racing right now.
We had two pretty close races yesterday.
All right, left side of the bracket, the Bo Woods region champion against the Juan Soto region champion. Refresh our matchup.
We will start with the Bo region.
You got a problem.
That was the number one overall seed, and it was going up. This was the Soto region down below.
Yes.
And it was going up against the 3 seed, Adam's big mistake that haunts, going to haunt us forever.
The Padres have slayed the dragon again.
I had my favorite. I wasn't sure how the vote was going to go, but with 58.8% of the vote, so just under 60-40, your winner, moving on to the championship round,
you got a problem.
Yes!
The number one seed.
Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
I think there are some people out there that are surprised that you're pulling for that drop so hard given the origin of it.
Oh, and my history with said person?
But I think it's an amazing drop.
It's incredible. I'm able to look past petty personal differences and appreciate a really great drop.
Once the drop exists, I think it becomes separated really from the person or the context of the drop.
Yeah, 100%.
It lives on its own.
And again, Hawk 2 lost in the first round.
Yeah, Hawk 2 was a first round loss.
So I don't know if people were still connecting the drop to the person, maybe.
Maybe. But I think they just got tired of Hawk 2. We played it a lot.
Who gets tired of that?
I'm not in the real world, but maybe the girl. Herself.
All right, so that's the left side of the bracket. Now, the final four matchup in the right side of the bracket, we have the Kelly Danick region champion, Ganja, a.k.a. Cannabis, going up against the Don Orsillo region champion.
Merrill Madness!
Merrill Madness took down Hot Beef.
Oh!
Hot Beef is out.
In the Elite Eight.
Orsillo beat Hot Beef. Ben has never won a tournament of drops. Is this going to be his year?
Even though by far I've had the most quantity of drops in every field.
You're like the worst closer of all time.
But never get it done.
Never get it done.
And that's a strong, strong drop.
I've already resigned myself to the fact that Don is unbeatable in this competition.
Won it before.
Yeah. Lay it on us.
The Padres drops, connection. Yeah. They always do well.
They do. Even the terrible ones.
And with a score of, a final vote, of 55.3%.
Pretty close.
To 44.7. Your winner, moving on to face You Got a Problem in the championship round, is...
Feral Madness. Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Yes.
Your championship matchup, and voting is open now, posting very shortly. You will have...
You got a problem.
Going up against...
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
You have a problem because you smoke too much ganja,
that is a problem.
Cannabis.
We've got to figure out... We will crown a champion at some point, probably right around now, 24 hours from now, at Dave & Buster's. We will crown our champion... We got to figure out something to do.
I mean, if
who
it's...
Who am I cheering for you?
Yeah, who are you cheering for?
I'm cheering for...
You.
Me.
Yeah, of course.
You got a problem. You got a problem. You got a problem.
No.
You got a problem. You got a problem. You got a problem. You got a problem.
Paulie's just stuffing the ballot box right there.
Of all of those, Paulie, though, which one did you actually pick? Was it the first one, the last one, one of the middle ones?
Hold on, play it again.
Hang on, here's the drop.
Yeah.
You got a problem.
And then here's all of them.
You got a problem.
I think that's the first one.
I like the second to last one.
You got a problem.
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 That's so bad. You got a problem.
You got a problem.
You've got a problem.
You got a problem.
No, no.
Oh,
listen.
You, no.
You have a problem.
You got a problem.
No, you got a problem. I have no problems. You got a problem. Actually, you, Darvish, got a problem with his elbow. Could use that for...
You does have a problem.
You got a problem.
You got a problem.
All right, do we bury the hatchet with the saw if he wins?
Oh, bring him on?
Bring him out. I mean, he'd come.
He's got nothing else to do. Right,
he'd be 100% be at Dave & Buster's tomorrow if he wins.
He might be at Dave & Buster's.
He might be at Dave & Buster's anyway! He's in there playing Papa Shot. Back off. Boom, boom, boom. Nobody beats
the
saw.
Step aside, rookie.
Boom, boom,
playing some skee ball.
Boom, boom, boom. He's up there getting nerd's rope with all the tickets he won. Oh, my God.
Played some air hockey.
Nerd's rope is elite.
Elite. Elite candy. We didn't have that when I was a kid. My kids get it. I'm like, yeah, you just get a little bit of it. I'm in the kitchen like, just chomping it. It's so good. Yeah, the crumb creep one, it's tough, man. It is tough.
I think that's my favorite this year.
My kids say it now all the time. You're a crumb creep. You're a crumb creep coward. It's so good, which is way better. You'd rather your kids be using the term crumb creep than some of the terms that they use.
We really do need
You're
to.
You're a crumb creep. Yeah. We need to bring that type of trash talk back. I'm really going to make it a point this year to start calling people crumb creeps more. And just crumb.
You're
crumb
a bum. Real crumb bum.
Yeah, you're a crumb bum.
You're a crumb creep coward.
Not win.
It was a really good tournament this year.
It really was it's probably my favorite one.
It's not over yet. We do have to crown a champion, but we
don't
have a
winner. It's a winner either way. I'm elated if the Saw wins. I'm elated if Ben wins. They're both elite drops, and I just feel like... I feel like it's perfect.
Nice to have a one versus one every once in a while. You don't want that every year.
Every year, you
got to have some upsets, but I think the listeners got it right.
Yeah, I do too. You guys crushed it this year. Tons and tons and tons of votes.
I was also glad. I mean, we use a lot of the Final Four and Elite Eight drops, but you know, there are some drops that were in the first rounds that we played a couple of times.
Sure.
Like, those are the ones that, like, come on. You don't hear that throughout the show over the course of the year very often.
No doubt.
These ones, you heard them a bunch.
No doubt. This is it's a perfect, perfect final.
All right. Voting is now open. Check our social media channels for the link.
I don't know who I'm voting for.
I don't either. No, I'm voting for me.
Are you?
I'm going to vote for me this time.
I mean, Ganja, a.k.a. Cannabis, really is a winner. I mean, it is such a winner. I would die to know. Does anybody know where it came from? I have no recollection.
My best guess is that he was like
reading a story.
I think he was
talking about a story and like, don't do this, maybe.
Or it might have been. Could it have been in a game of Take on
Woods? Take on Woods,
somewhere?
Maybe.
ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Hmm.
Like, was he, Ben, explaining to us what ganja means?
I don't think
or
so.
Or was he reading
else? I would love to believe that he was like, listen, guys, you know, ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Remember yesterday when he said loose cannabis 400 times on the show for no reason whatsoever? He just randomly started talking about loose cannabis.
Loose cannabis?
What if ganja wins this year and loose cannabis wins next year?
That's called a dynasty, baby.
The Duke of Drops.
Back to back. I will say, I've got a ton of results already filing in, and the live voting.
Give me some live updates.
I'll just tell you, one of the drops has a commanding 75% lead.
All right.
Already. Those are the greatest.
Those do sometimes turn around.
They do.
They do.
Yeah. They do.
It's early. I'm just saying the early.
You know, certain jurisdictions vote early, and then you know you get some of the other late showing up polls is a totally different.
This is North Carolina jumping out to like a 22-6 lead over San Diego State.
People are saying it was from Take on Woods, which I'm dying to remember the exact one.
Do you save all your categories like
somewhere? Yeah,
have you searched your inbox. Yeah. Ganja.
I'll do that while
cannabis.
You check. Do that,
ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Well, we check traffic, and since
loose
this is a throwback
cannabis?
Thursday, I will go back and see if I can find in my Take on Woods is where that came from. So that'll come up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Got it. I got it.
You got it? Is it Take on Woods?
It is Take on Woods. It was last summer.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've got it right here. The category was Bob Marley. And the question number three was, Bob Marley was a prominent member of which Afro-Jamaican religious and social movement that involves the ritualized smoking of ganja, a.k.a. cannabis?
Amazing.
The best is that he wrote that out.
I did.
Ganja.
I came up with
AKA
that phrasing.
So it was a little bit, we were all kind of right.
Yep. Yeah.
It was a Take on Woods question, and it was Ben-splaining.
Yep. And the answer was ganja,
Rastafarian.
AKA cannabis.
Rastafarian, yeah.
Holy
Oh, man,
crap.
That lays me out. That lays me out, dude. That was great. Yeah, loose cannabis, already a strong one. it's going to be tough to beat that one next year.
Paulie, do we have time to get to any of our Throwback Thursday clips here?
This is a fitting one. Okay. We go back to a 2020, and I don't believe you guys had made it yet to the Corona Cave. Just quite yet. But since we just did our tournament of drops, one of our favorite drops, I don't remember how it did in its tournament a couple of years ago.
Stroganoff.
Still a great drop 5 years later.
Phenomenal.
But do you remember the origin of that?
I don't either. I'm so happy to
learn. Here's what it sounded like in March of 2020.
I don't know exactly how to spell Stroganoff, so that's going to be... It's going to be hard to get to the website, unfortunately.
Stroganoff.
Not O-N-O-F-F? Stroganoff?
I think it's Stroganoff.
Stroganoff.
How you doing?
Romanoff.
Yeah, Stroganoff.
Stroganoff. Two Fs, one F.
Save that.
Two Fs.
Do it again.
Ben doesn't get it yet.
Two Fs, one F?
Just do this whole word.
Stroganoff.
There's the drop.
All right, moving on.
Is that in the tournament next year?
100%.
Stroganoff.
Still doesn't get it.
There he just hit him. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Higgins, everybody. It literally just hit him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he had no idea.
One of my favorite dishes growing up. My mom used to make it all the time.
Fantastic.
Loved it.
That's the origin.
Mushroom, beef, mushrooms, little sour cream.
Yeah.
It's really delicious. On like a bed of egg noodles.
Oh, any time
really,
of day.
Really, really good dish. Beef stroganoff.
You can do it.
It's even better with
you. Have it in the morning.
Beef.
Afternoon.
In fact, you know what?
Evening.
It's definitely a dish best served warm, so it's hot beef.
It is hot, stroganoff. Hot beef stroganoff. Mm. Yeah, that's good stuff, my friend.
Mm.
You are one in a million. The fact that it took him a minute, we're laughing and sniggling, and he's like, oh, now I get it.
It's the difference in his laugh, you can hear it.
100%.
Stroganoff.
Yeah, there you go.
Moment of recognition, yeah. Right there. Moment
of recognition.
A lot of people say it's clarity once that happens. You get a certain clarity after you have that. Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so we...
post-meal clarity.
We will come back. Our 8 o'clock hour will include a visit from Sam Levitt. We will play a little Real or Fake on the Throwback Thursday, try to qualify a Tier 1 for the trip to Las Vegas and more. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
What is DaxRU?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.